Blog Talk Radio.
Let go, healing, breaking.
my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to the show. We're going to be co-creating a very special show today because we have joined the Unity Wave, which is a worldwide movement of people and healers all coming together to send energy to the healing of our planet in the wake of the oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. And according to Google Docs, the notification of the Unity Meditation is going out to 5 million people. So today we're lucky enough to have co-creating with us a Reiki Master, Alan Figgins, who will be speaking all the way from Dublin in Ireland and leading us in sending out our light and energy. And we also have Marika from Holland. Are you there, Marika?
Well, yes, I am. Hello, everybody.
Hiya.
Great to see you again.
Nice to see you. Well, we can't see you, but, you know, we can visualize you. And we also have Gary, who shared with us all, Gary Moore, who shared with us all on Facebook, wisdom from an elder of Gary's tribe, the Lakota tribe, and it was Arthur Looking Horse, and he's the 19th holder of the Lakota Peace Pipe. And Gary will be sharing all that later on, but in the meantime, we're going to say hello to him, and he's got some news, I believe. Are you there, Gary?
Hi, Jen. Hi, Marika. Hello, everyone. Yes,
hiya.
I'm here.
Hello.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Yes, I've got a little bit of news regarding the Unity Wave show coming up. I have been given the honor to help with the introduction of that show. So I'll be doing a kind of an opening little bit of a talk prior to things coming off. So I just found out about it. And,
wow. That's fantastic.
Passing that on to everyone. Thank you. It's an honor. Oh. It really is. An honor down to my shoes. So, Orville Looking Horse came across with that announcement of the great urgency toward the earth. And when Orville Looking Horse speaks, I listen because I also carry a sacred Lakota pipe. And that's what that was all about. And we're taking that energy and running with it. So thank you all for your support, and I'm just humbled to my shoes. Hopefully, we will have a good show on Friday.
Oh, I know
Wonderful.
You will. And I think five million people will be there. Right? 5 million.
Yep.
So we're going to start by grounding some energy into Mother Earth, and we're going to play Miss Magical's Gaia tune. And this is the song she wrote to Avery last year.
She is waiting for you, Mother.
That was the beautiful song written by Miss Magico at Avebury last year. And we're all going again this year for the people who want to join us. It's the weekend before the 21st of June for the summer solstice. So most of us will be going down to Avebury. People from America and Holland. Marika's coming over, aren't you, Marika?
Yes.
And I think Love, 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 Love is coming from the USA again.
I still set the intent. I'm still manifesting it, so.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you manifest that volcanic ash from our airports, please? Because half of us can't fly anywhere because of it.
Yeah, everybody wants to fly over the pole, so that's kind of preventing that from happening. But I set that intent, and it's still there, so. All it takes is mazashka, a little bit of that silver metal that drives the white people crazy called money, and I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Good. Before we bring our special guest, Alan Figgins from Dublin, Ireland, on, we're going to ask Marika to load the link for the video that we're going to play in a moment. Have you got the link there, Marika?
Yes, here it is. And we decided to watch together the video of the Unity Wave Coalition on the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, so that everybody has a chance to see it and listen to it. And for the archives, I will read the lyrics on the video. So I'm very sorry for you if it's not in tune with how you can see it in the show. But otherwise, people in archives don't hear the message, and it's a very important one. So you can preload link then and turn the volume down on the player and then press the pause button and give us a heart in the chat room, please, so that we know that you have the video ready to go.
And then we'll bring Alan on.
Okay, so click the link and pause the player and turn the sound down and send up a heart. There's my heart. And we'll wait for the hearts to show up.
And is our guest already here?
Sorry. Hello, everyone.
Hi,
Alan. Hello, Alan.
Sorry about that. I didn't know that was me to come in there. my name is Alan.
Welcome to the show.
I'm a Reiki master. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Thank you. And so saying there, I'm a Reiki master. Now, the same Reiki master doesn't mean I'm a master of Reiki. It means I've just dedicated my life to understanding Reiki more. Reiki is a very powerful form of energy healing. Heals on a lot of different levels, body, mind, spirit. Rei meaning universal, and Ki meaning life force. We all carry this energy in around us from since we were the moment we were conceived. even for a child, for instance, when they were younger. Remember when you fell and you hurt your leg and you put your hand out on your leg to relieve the pain? Well, that's us unconsciously working with the energy, even though we don't know it. Same with a mother and a child. When a mother goes to kiss the child better, again, that's, again, child and mother working together to heal the problem. And even the other day, when I was working on a technique, I always wanted a small bonsai tree, and I got myself one not too long ago. And I was doing a technique of scanning the aura to see if I could pick up any problems, vibrations. It's just a way to tell an area where we can work on. And I was continuing to do this, working around the top of the aura, working my way down. And then all of a sudden, the tree just started pulling an immense energy out of my hand. I mean, I wanted to pull my hand away. It was just pouring out of my hands. I was just thinking to myself, well, if this little tree needs that much energy, really, like, how much does our Mother Earth need, you know? Especially at this time, with exactly what happened in the Gulf of Mexico, you know? Really does make my heart bleed. And I'm just glad that we have the opportunity here today for all of us to come together and try to make a difference, you know?
Thank you. It's great to have you here, Alan.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, before we do your meditation and our ceremonies, we're going to play the video tube if everyone's got their links there.
Yes, and this is an important video for everyone to participate with. And it looks like all the hearts are up and everyone is ready, so whenever you're ready, Marika.
Okay, then here we go. I go on countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Impact. I'll never forget the scene. These are not small boats. While standing at a dock looking at them, they look like large ships. They're dwarfed in comparison to what I see on the horizon. Nothing but a red mass of floating goo that could have been prevented and should have been prevented. I was horrified when I looked and saw how many boats there were on the horizon. It didn't seem to be.
The Dauphin Island Sea Lab studies sea life along the Gulf of Mexico coastline. I spoke with Executive Director George Crozier in the hours before the huge oil spill from the Deepwater Horizon oil rig reached the coastline, the calm before the storm, as it were. He's very worried about what happens if that oil spill finds its way into the large estuaries along the Gulf Coast.
We've often used the figure of 90 to 95% of all of the seafood, both commercial and recreational, in the Gulf of Mexico, spend part of their life cycle, a necessary part of their life cycle, in the estuary.
He said allowing the oil spill into those estuaries could have a severely negative impact on the marine life there and dire consequences to seafood production. In 2008, commercial fishermen in the Gulf of Mexico harvested 1.27 billion pounds of finfish and shellfish.
You know, think of it as a floating puddle of crap out there. And I think the storm is probably starting to the west in Louisiana, where they expect landfall, and it's just going to gradually spread back to the east as this thing begins to pile up on the coast. And it will pile up on the coast. The question is whether we can keep it out in the Gulf as opposed to getting into the estuaries. The plan, as I understand it at the moment, is the state is putting booms across the passes that lead into the estuaries.
So what changes does Crozier see resulting from the spill?
I think what's going to change that might be to the good is, in fact, that maybe we really will back off this dependence on oil. Because a week ago, I was reasonably supportive of the industry and the technology that had served so well for the last 20 years.
The spill has been claiming sea snakes, birds, and dolphins.
Horrible, of course, that such an accident could have occurred. And then, of course, the question started, and that is, what caused it? What is this mean?
The blowout is thought to have been caused by a fracture in a pipe 8,000 feet beneath the seafloor. Again and again, over 2 months, the Thailand-based company that owns the rig tried and failed to flood the well.
We remain committed and resolved to achieve our goal, and that may require a few more attempts.
Just how much has spilled is uncertain. Environmental groups say satellite photos show it spread across more than 9,000 square miles. Estimates of 9 million gallons have poured into the ocean, nearly as much as the 11 million that
appears to be bleeding. Will we ever be able to spend the time?
The world has been shocked
be
since.
The oil company insists the spill is much smaller and refuses to give a number. Seabirds, whales, porpoises, and sea turtles have been reported feeding near the oil, but there's no path of wildlife killed or injured. While the spill is far away from American waters, it's come at an awkward time for those pushing for offshore drilling in the U.S. under the slogan, "Drill, baby, drill."
Well, this is Drill Baby Hoops.
Here we got our ship out.
And it's very tragic.
This week, just as the well was tying down, the state-of-the-art platform exploded, bringing a spectacular end to the flow of oil, but adding fuel to the worldwide demand.
Preparation has been made, but will it be enough? Dauphin Island in Alabama. We saw Sheen coming ashore at the far end of the island.
And it's ocean waters.
That was on May the 7th. On May the 8th, they found cobalt.
And all being affected, safe and ease the suffering through compassion. Please reach out to as many people as possible within your networks of friends and community. The greater the numbers, the greater the impact. www.unitywave.com.
giver of life, and I hold this frequency pure to grow. I am keeper of life, and I share these vibrations, spirit, soul.
I'm sorry for the archives that you had a hard time hearing me. I shall read the message again for everybody to understand it. Join in a planetary vibrational field of much needed healing energy on a grand scale. This is a creative action to cleanse and purify the Gulf of Mexico and its ocean waters, and to make the sea creatures and all being affected safe and ease their suffering through compassion. Reach out to as many people as possible within your networks of friends and communities. The greater the numbers, the greater the impact. www.unitywave.com. And now we can continue on with our...
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marika. Thank you.
Thank you. Right now we're going to light our candles. Because fire is a very powerful tool. And along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goal. So if you want to light your candles now, please. Our goals tonight, of course, are to send out healing to Mother Earth especially. But don't forget that if we're sending out healing to Mother Earth or anyone else, that we retain 10% of the healing. So the more we heal ourselves and the rest of mankind, the more we heal Earth as well, because we are one. So I've lit my candle and I've also lit the incense. So now we'd like to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm to help us. And because there is energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is a sacred number that maximizes the energy, we'll say their names three times. So we'll say Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth.
love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, and especially to the Gulf of Mexico. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the divine energies of Fernanda Jesus and the divine feminine Magdalene, please be with us now. Thank you. We are in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 36 therapists in the chat room, and we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again and we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. When we form a healing circle, a circle of healers, we bring our energies together and move forward as a group. When we connect this energy, this circle of energy, our vibrations are raised to a much higher rate than any of our participants' individual energy levels, enabling us to reach higher levels of consciousness each time that we come together. So let us come together and move forward on our path as a group, leaving nobody behind. Like everybody, begin to relax. Take deep breaths. Let all the worries, all thoughts, just melt away. As we begin to relax, visualize in your mind's eye all of us coming together to form one healing circle within the ancient stone circle of the Stonehenge. Take a moment now to really feel where you were. Rub your hands against one of the stones. Slide your hand along the grass. Touch it. Feel it. Now, as we breathe in, imagine a great beam of white light entering in through the crown of the head, going down into the heart. Let the light build up in the heart. Build up, and as you exhale, bring it down, down and out through the root chakra, and into our Mother Earth. Again, in through the crown, down into the heart, and out through the root. as we're doing this now, I'm just adding in on the Reiki symbols to help the meditation. Still doing the same, taking a light into the crown, bringing it again into the heart, let it build up. But this time now, I want you to bring it into your shoulders, through your arms, and beam coming out of your hand, shining into the center of our circle, aiming at the ground. Just keep on doing this, bring it in through the crown, hold it in the heart, feel it there, let it build up. Take it in through the shoulders. And center there. Again, enter the ground. To the heart. And the arm. The center there. Thank you.
Right now, it's time to close our chakras. Thank you, Alan, for that beautiful meditation. For the people who would like to close the chakras, we pretend we have doors. If you're new to meditating, I strongly recommend that you close the doors whenever you've done any meditating. So we pretend we have doors and we go to the top of the head, to the crown chakra, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. To the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. And to the base chakra, close that one. Down to the feet chakra. You can leave that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth while you're a physical being in a physical body. Then we want you to bring the love and light back up to the chakras, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light to keep us protected until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the purple chakra, the purple pyramid, sorry. Can you see the purple light flooding in through the four sides? Three sides and the bottom. It was an ancient symbol used by the Egyptians for protection. And you can erect the pyramid any way you like. Just over yourself or over your house and your whole family or over your town or your country, or the universe. Thank you, Michael. Ooh, that was Karunesh. And we're going to have Gary back on telling us about what you put on Facebook, the information from Orville Looking Horse, aren't you, Gary?
I'm back. Yes, I am here. And, yeah, it was an interesting thing happened the other day, one day last week. I was assailed by a couple of things that kind of crossed my path within moments of one another. One was the images that came through on the Boston Globe around this oil spill and the things that, you know, just the images of what the stuff looked like, what it was looking like in the water, that kind of thing. And that was one thing that crossed my path. And the other one was a note that was circulated by Tammy Hayes, Tamara, and it was about the Great Urgency written by Chief Orville Looking Horse. And what I did was took those images from the Boston Globe that were sent to me by my friend Craig, and also the note by Chief Orville Looking Horse, and I made this other note in Facebook. And like I said earlier in the show, when Chief Orville Looking Horse speaks, I listen. He is the 19th generation keeper of the sacred Lakota white buffalo calf pipe. The original pipe that was brought to the people by a white buffalo calf woman 19 generations ago. He's kind of the Lakota answer to the Pope, if you will. A keeper of the sacred Lakota pipe is selected, much in the way that a Pope is selected, that process. And he was selected at a very young age. I think he was about 7 or 8 years old when he was selected. He's in his 60s now. And I have met the man. I've walked with him. He's a beautiful man, and I also carry a version of that sacred Lakota pipe. And I'll just kind of read, if you don't mind, I can just read.
Just read it. Yeah.
The message that he sent out, and it was of great urgency. And when, you know, you take that word urgency is kind of with a grain of salt. But when I saw the images, when I saw that message, it was a great urgency. And we're moving the world with this great urgency. And then the creation of this Unity Wave came on the same day. But I had nothing to do with the creation of that. But anyway, here's a message by Orville Looking Horse. It's to all world religious and spiritual leaders. And it begins, my relatives. Time has come to speak to the hearts of our nations and their leaders. I ask you this from the bottom of my heart, to come together from the spirit of your nations in prayer. We, from the heart of Turtle Island, which is North America, have a great message for the world. We are guided to speak from all the white animals showing their sacred color, which have been signs for us to pray for all the sacred life of all things. And I'm sending this message to you. Many animal nations are being threatened. Those that swim, those that crawl, those that fly, the plant nations, and eventually all will be affected from this disaster of oil in the Gulf. The dangers are faced with us are at this time are not of spirit. The catastrophe that has happened with the oil spill, which looks like the bleeding of Grandmother Earth, is made by our human mistakes, mistakes that we cannot afford to continue to make. I ask to spiritual leaders that we join together, united in prayer, with the whole of our global communities. My concern in these serious issues will continue, that they will continue to worsen as a domino effect that our ancestors warned us of in their prophecies. I know in my heart there are millions of people that feel our united prayers for the sake of our Grandmother Earth are long overdue. I believe this. We as spiritual people must gather ourselves to focus our prayers to allow the healing of the many wounds that we have inflicted on the earth. And as we honor the cycle of life, let us call for prayer circles globally to assist in the healing of Grandmother Earth, our Ushimaka. We ask for the prayers that the oil spill, this bleeding, will stop, that the winds stay calm to assist the work pray for the people to be guided in the repair of this mistake, and that we also seek to live in harmony as we make the choice to change the destructive path we are on and pull away from the long, dirty history of oil. I just want to add that let's hold space for Tesla and others' work like that for free energy as well. But that was the message by Orville Looking Horse that was set out. And then we have the Unity Wave, which came, the news of the Unity Wave came later on that day. And it's just more confirmation that there's no such things as coincidences. You know, we are very powerful beings, all of us. There is a power within each and every one of you that is greater than the world. And as we turn our eyes to that power, it will emerge, and it will feed us, it will clothe us, it will house us and guide us and protect us, and it will heal the earth. All we need to do is allow it up and through us, and that is what I know for sure. So
it's such a wonderful thing, Gary, that it's this unity wave is available for everybody, because it's not from this group or that group or whatever group. It's for us. When you are a citizen of Mother Earth, then you can attend it. And that is what we all are, and that's what I think is so beautiful about it.
Yeah.
It's
this
universal.
Will transcend all races,
Cultures,
society, boundaries,
yeah.
All religions, this transcends all that. We are coming together with one heart for the sake of this beautiful home in which we live.
Mm. And we're going to help to ground the energies now with medicine for Mother Earth, aren't we?
Yes, we.
That was wonderful, that you put on Facebook, Gary. I read that myself and commented on it. It was really good. Excellent.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank Orville. Orville lives in a place called Greengrass, which is on the Cheyenne River Lakota Reservation. And he's a really, really good man. Good man.
Oh, great. Well, here we go with the medicine for Mother Earth.
Yeah.
that was a very beautiful medicine for Mother Earth. And right now I want to thank our guest this evening, Alan Figgins. Are you there, Alan? All the way from Ireland,
I'm here.
Dublin. Oh, great. That was fantastic. We loved your meditation. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to come on the show and be able to do it with everybody there. I really think we have made a bit of a difference today.
Well done. Definitely.
Well done, brother. Thank you.
Brilliant. We want to thank the Angelic Realm for being with us and hope that they're in the archives for people listening. And thank you, Gary. And we're looking forward to listening to you on the Unity Wave show. And thank you, Marika. And thank you, Lee.
Thank you,
you are very welcome.
Thank you, Marika.
Thank you all. and I'd like to say something real quick. It's the show we have is a daily focus show of our Cold Ray community. And there's a thread posted every day, love, 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 post something there about the daily focus show. And I share a link in the chat room. So if you have anything to say or ask or what you want in the thread, please do. Here it is.
Thank you, Marika.
Yeah, thank you.
And there it is. And for more shows, I will post the Blog Talk Radio link in the chat room as well, so everybody can see all our beautiful shows from the Cold Ray community.
And I think Marika and I will come back for the show probably next week after the Unity Wave show and do another council fire.
Yes.
Oh, so that'll be good.
Do that. Yeah.
Don't forget to drink plenty of water to ground yourself and eat potatoes to ground yourself as well because they grow in the ground. So there you go, a good excuse to eat a big bag full of chips. And drink plenty of water also to release the toxins. And, you know, because when you ever have any alternative therapy, you need to release toxins. And meditation is classed as an alternative therapy.
Yes, eat something, go hug a tree, whatever you need to do.
Oh,
to
yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to say. Definitely get out there, hug a tree.
Yeah. And I think we're going to play out with one of my songs, Hey Namaste.
Yeah.
And this is a song about us all being one.
Here we go.
Oh, thanks, Marika.
Doksha, ake wajia kikdelo.
So it's good night from me.